So I've chosen a topic that we're not going to get through. And yet it's one that different times I've kind of skim over it as I read. In some ways it's hidden in other stories, other topics it's written in the Bible, and that is God is. To start with, let's read together 1 John 4, 7 to 16. We can just read the whole thing together as a group. 1 John 4, 7. Ready? Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God is toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God abides in him, and he in us. And we have known and believed the love God has for us. God is love. He who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Thank you. God is love. As we understand more of what God is, who God is, it affects our lives more too. This is an example of the main topic is love and how we relate to it. And then there's a phrase in there, God is love. And there's different characteristics of God. Let's go to John 1. And we'll read the first 14 verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In the first verse there, God is the Word. And in 3, God is the Creator. He made all things. In him, verse 4, in him was life, and life was the light of men. He is light, and he is life. Genesis talks about creating Adam and breathing into Adam the breath of life. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God is. God is grace and God is truth. God is truth with grace. Because of his truth, because of his grace, what he gives us, and the fact that we get everything from him that we need for our physical life and our spiritual life. The more I understand God, the more in awe that I am of him. So when you think of God, when you think of the statement God is, God is light, God is life, what else do you think of? There's many descriptions, and is there any that you come to mind when you think of God is?
God is joy.
Okay.
Joy is our strength.
God is joy. His joy is our strength. Let's turn to Psalms 34. Psalms 34, 15 to 18. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Anything there stand out to who God is? God is our deliverer. He is close to us. He's near. God is our Savior. So, I'm going going to read through some of these. John 4:24 says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Spirit, God is spirit. 1 John 4:8, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. And as I read through these, it kind of jumps around. It's not, we don't have like love altogether or spirit altogether. It's just, there's different descriptions of it. Psalms 34:8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. God is good. Isaiah 44:6, thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. God is Redeemer, God is first and last, speaks of his eternity everlasting. He was at the first and he will be at the last. And even that is, when was the first, when is the last of eternity? It keeps on going. 1 John 4:16. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So he's the creator. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. So it's a little bit more hidden in that who God is. God is consistent. He's the same. There is no change. John 20:28. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. God is Lord, he's master. Psalms 86:5. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. God is good and God is forgiving. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually. God is strong and God is present. Second Samuel 7:22. Therefore you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, and there is no God beside you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. God is great. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous hand. God is with us. Symbol there. He is strong, he is our helper. He's our sustainer as he upholds us. It's sustaining. Revelation 22:13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Revelation 1:17-18. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand upon me, saying, "Fear not, I am the first and the last, and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades." God is alive. God is everlasting. Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. God is, God was, God is to come. Speaks of his eternal existence. His name, Yehovah, that's what that means. The I Am, past, present, and future. God is Almighty. Did it stir up any other things that you wanted to share? Who God is? It's a never-ending list, but sometimes right off the spur of the moment, it's hard to come up with.
I submit this one.
For unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So there's several there. God is wonderful. God is our counselor. God is mighty. There's nothing that can overcome God. He's more mighty than anything else. Everlasting. There's that eternalness. And brings up another word. I'm not sure that I've read it yet. Father. Everlasting Father. So he is Father, but also means that it won't come to an end. And Prince of Peace. Thank you.
Psalms 23 is, he's a good shepherd.
Okay. Shepherd is another term that we hadn't mentioned yet. One thing about all these different terms is that it's in relationship to how it affects us, his creation. He's affected by every attribute of God. First Timothy 1:17. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, to be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. God is King. God is immortal. God is invisible to the physical eye. He's invisible. And he is the only one. There's none like him. There's none equal. I should go on to say, there's no other one, not even close. Mark 10:18. And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." God stands out as being the only one that defines goodness. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." He's the top authority. Everything, every position of authority comes under him. Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him. God is good. God is a stronghold. God is a place of refuge. Isaiah 44:24. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord who made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself. God is Redeemer. He's the former. I don't know if I just made up a word or not, but he formed us. He made us. He created us. Put us together, put together all things that exist. Psalms 145:9. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. God is good, God is merciful. Good seems to be a very common word that's used for God. Psalms 135:3. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to his name. For it is pleasant. God is pleasant. A name has the character of the individual that it refers to. So if his name is pleasant, he is pleasant. Psalms 119:68. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. God is the teacher. Psalms 106:1. Praise the Lord, or give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. God is good, and God God is loving forever. Not only is he loving, but it continues. Psalms 25:8. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. God is upright in addition to being good. Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he thrusts out the enemy before you and said, destroy. God is eternal. God is our dwelling place. God is the one who holds us up with his everlasting arms. It speaks of sustaining. Deuteronomy 4:31. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not leave you or destroy you or forget the covenant with your fathers that he swore to them. So God is merciful. James 2:19. You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. God is one. Second Timothy 1:7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. God is powerful, God is love, and God is controlled. He holds himself in check to what he has said. But he has defined himself as he doesn't change. Deuteronomy 32:4. The rock, his work, is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he. God is faithful. God is without iniquity, which means he is righteous. He is just and upright. Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. God is faithful. God keeps his covenant. And is continuing in love. Revelation 19:6. Then I heard what seemed to be a voice of great multitude, like the roar of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. God is the Almighty. He reigns. He is the supreme being, the supreme authority. Jude 1:24-25. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, the only God our Savior, through Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. That catches several of them. He is our Savior. He is majestic. He's the supreme dominion with all authority. And the eternalness of him. Ephesians 4:6. One God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. God is over all, God is through all, and God is in all. Omnipresent. He is everywhere. Ephesians 2:4-5. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. It refers there to giving life and salvation. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. God is the way, God is the truth, and God is the life. Luke 6:35. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. God is the Most High, and God is kind, even to the ones that don't deserve it. Who does deserve it? Really, none of us deserve it, but God is kind. Matthew 5:45. So that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain to the just and on the unjust. God is our Father. I'm sorry?
It would cover provider, our provider.
Yes. Isaiah 46:9. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. God is unique. He is the only one like him. And then I have that one that Deborah shared. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. One that is probably a little bit more thought of, more well known. So I'd like to read an excerpt or part of from Who Is Your Daddy by Priscilla Shire. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He is the architect of the universe. The manager of all time. God always was, always is, always will be. Unmovable, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. God was bruised, but brought healing. God was pierced, but eased pain. God was persecuted, but brought freedom. God was dead, and brings life. God was risen to bring power, and God reigns to bring peace. God is light, God is love, God is longevity. God is the Lord. God is good, goodness, and kindness, and faithfulness, and he is God. God is holy and righteous and powerful and pure. His ways are right. His word eternal. His will unchanging and his mind is on us. God is our Savior, our guide, our peace, our joy, our comfort, our Lord. I will follow him because he is the wisdom of the wise, the power of the powerful, the Ancient of Days, the ruler of rulers, the leader of all leaders. God's goal is a relationship with me, with all of us. He will never leave you, never forsake you, never mislead you, never forget you, never overlook you. Never cancel your appointment in his appointment book, never. God is everything, for everybody, everywhere, every time, and in every way. He is your God, and that is who we belong to. Father, we stand in awe of you as we think of who you are, and compare it to who we are. It's a privilege just to worship you with our all, our marveling at you. What else can we do, Father? For you are great. We praise you through Jesus. Amen.